Yes, indeed. And a relatively quiet weekend in terms of local athletics, but quite a lot happening here and there and everywhere at the same time. Athletes, Irish universities, cross country. We had European championships across in Eastern Bull and Bundoran 10 mile, a big crowd out for that yesterday. We'll start with the universities, Irish universities cross country at the University of Limerick yesterday, and two Donegal girls getting in on the picture big time there, Emma O'Brien and Amy Green, both of them on the winning DCU team that won the title at the University of Limerick. So really, it's historic for them. Nice for them. Nice medal to get, and it's a justification of their transition to third level and university and being part of a team up.
Two girls, Emma O'Brien and Amy Green, on board the DCU team that won the Irish University Cross Country title yesterday at the University of Limerick. So well done to them. Yesterday as well, of course, we had the Bundoran 10-miler, and again, a big crowd, combination of two races, the previous day 5K and 10-mile yesterday. So let's go with the results. And Jake O'Regan was back and won it. He's from Clare. And then we had three Donegal lads in third, fourth and fifth, Danny Mooney. Owen McGinley was in fourth place, and Mark Wallace was in fifth place, all of Letterkenny Athletic Club. So well done to them. So Danny Mooney, Owen McGinley and Mark Wallace, 3, 4 and 5 in the big field in Bundoran over 10 miles yesterday. Helen McCready from the Rosses, she was fourth woman. The women's race was won by Breege Connolly, an Olympian, a marathon Olympian from the Rio Olympics, from Kinloch, just down the road there. And she was the winner, still running strongly, and well done to her. Nikita Burke, she was in Manchester yesterday for the Trafford 10K. 33:47, she did. The race was won in 33:03, so she wasn't all that far off the sharp end of the race. But 33:47, she might be a wee bit disappointed with the time, but good to get into those quality races, and you know, the 33:30.03 winning it. So as I say, she wasn't far off the sharp end of the race. So an English girl winning it, obviously. What else have we? Well, John Kelly, he's actually in Liera in Portugal at the moment. He's training there. The European throws. He represents Ireland next weekend in the throws and the shot put, of course. And we'll look forward to that. That's next weekend. But John Kelly of Finn Valley, he is in Portugal preparing for the European throws championship. So we'll see how that goes. Mark English, unfortunately, had to withdraw from the European championships. And you know, really, he was the best for a medal for Ireland, obviously, because he has a great history of performance at European indoor championships, so indeed outdoor championships. But unfortunately, he became ill and he decided against running, and probably a very wise decision. So Mark will have to wait out of the outdoor to get it going all over again. But he had to withdraw just in the last few minutes. Mark, young McDermott McElhenney of the Irish team, a young lad from down south. He was fourth in the 3,000 metres. A great run from him. But he started his run for home too late, and he just was marginally outside a medal. So a terrible place to finishing fourth in a major championship. But fourth, no doubt, and he's a young lad. He's still relatively young. So we'll see how that goes. What's happening in the future? Well, we have the schools, all the Donegal schools. A lot of the Donegal schools are preparing for the Fastest Child at Flint Valley on the 15th of March. That's built up over the last few years. Yeah, it's an exciting, fun event, you know. Let's see who in the query is and the challenge is who has the fastest kids in the county, you know, and everybody gets a time and so on and so forth. So that's on the 15th of March, and we look forward to that. So it's at Finn Valley at 5:30 in the afternoon. People come from 4:30 and check in. What else? Next weekend we've got the Ulster Indoor Championships over Saturday and Sunday in Athlone. It's a long old journey, and just underlies, doesn't it, really, that we don't have a facility up in the north here, which is a terrible shame, because it's just a long drag to Athlone. But you got to do to qualify for nationals, and the Ulster's venue for the Ulster's is in Athlone. So off you go, and there's a big crowd of Donegal athletes heading that direction next Saturday and Sunday. But as I say, it's a big gap in the facility story, if we don't have an indoor facility in Ulster to cater for an event like this. So that's where we're at. So that Bundoran again attracted a big crowd. And of course, I mentioned the universities and the girls getting medals. So that completes this weekend, and we look forward to John Kelly and those indoor people competing, those indoor youngsters competing next weekend in Athlone.